Hello, welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host Owen Benjamin. This is going to be a mellow episode. I'm cutting up some of the British material that I did over there in the United Kingdom. It's going to be an episode called "The British Are Coming," and you know how I'm going to spell it. But I had such a good time there. I'm still on cloud nine. It's so good to be home, but I loved it. I came up with a joke the other day that the sun never set on the British Empire because they needed sun because it never fucking shines there. But just the kindness I got there and just, I don't know. But I got, because I did a couple of solo shows after the Impractical Joker tour, and so fun. You have no idea how much I love doing historical comedy, and everyone over there seems to know a lot about history. All right, I got to read this email that I got, which is really funny to me. It's just titled "Freebird Episode." I was in the St. Louis December audience because I did a whole episode about Freebird. If you just go back in the catalog, and I've gotten a lot of emails about putting this stuff on SoundCloud. I'm on it, and I got to give a shout out to Bob for helping me with audio. You're the man, Bob, and Eileen over in England, who helped me put together a show on Monday. She's awesome. So those are my shout outs. All right. Says, first off, thank you for the rabbit hole of your podcast. It kept me entertained driving 11 hours from Boston to Ohio. That out of the way, I stumbled onto your Why Didn't They Laugh podcast over the weekend doing laundry, where you broke down St. Louis, which I attended. What you didn't know was that you unwittingly stumbled into something of a corporate gig. Okay, so a lot of times when I do shows, it'll be like a bunch of people in the audience that all work together or something, and they all go out. All right, anyway, so the owner of the company was the one who asked for your Trump material, and the owner of the partner company was the guy who called out Freebird. We had all just come from a dinner and drinks and arrived about 10 minutes before your set after climbing out of a party bus. It was a strange night. My company, I'm not going to say what company it is because I didn't have time to ask him if I can read it. I'm sure he's fine with it, but I don't know. I'm all about privacy issues, so. But it's a very they're all very smart people. All right, anyway. They all seem to lean left, and the other company is another thing, leans more right. But both groups, very good jobs. I'm just saying this because I don't know why I'm even like this. I should just read it verbatim. Anyway, we were essentially all seeking permission from Boss 1, Boss 2, and you to laugh. After you called my boss a homo, I didn't realize I did that, my company relaxed. When you tore into the other boss for the Freebird call-out, everyone else relaxed. We were off to the races, at least permission-wise. Masterfully done, my wife and I had a great night. Warm regards. Yeah, I wanted to read that because I've talked about that a lot on the podcast, and I don't think people understand how true that is, that people seek other people's approval to allow them to laugh and think in a certain way. And it's not because they're weak. It's because that's how social hierarchy works. And there's nothing wrong with it, but I wrestle with it all the time. And I just wanted to read that for you to give you a little insight into what I go through, where I had to attack one alpha and then attack the other alpha. And I didn't even know I was doing it. It's all instinct. Like, I had no idea the backstory of what was happening, but somehow that's how emotional gravity works, where I knew who to attack. And I didn't do it because I wanted their power or I wanted to embarrass them. I wanted everyone to have a good time. So when you attack the alphas, then and the alpha smiles, then everybody else is fine. And especially in that situation where one company is leaning left and the other company is leaning right, and we're in St. Louis, Missouri, 10 miles from Ferguson, Missouri, that's an intense situation, you know? And everyone knows each other and works together and looks at each other for approval. So go back and listen to those episodes if you want. The Freebird, I did two episodes just on Freebird. The first one is more of a traditional Why Didn't They Laugh? And the second one, I broke down the lyrics of Freebird. I was doing that one mostly because I thought it was hysterical that Freebird caused controversy. And also, one of my close friends hates the song, and I just wanted to make him laugh. So anyway, today I wanted to talk about this new concept, and I got some fun audio with my brother and wife. I know it's not pronounced this, but that's kind of cool. Like the diffusion of ideas, it's kind of cool when shit just changes pronunciation. It's called hygge, H-Y-G-G-E. It's a Danish term. I know it's not pronounced hygge, but I'm going to start calling it hygge. It's basically the art of like good vibes, but like I've read the Power of Now and all these like new age books and I don't really connect to them. I understand the importance of them, but they're not for me per se. Hygge is because it actually, I like things set in reality where someone's like, yeah, be in the moment. It's like, how? And they're like, be in the moment. I'm like, how? They're like, buy books. Like, I don't think we're going to get along, guy. But hygge is all about, it's like, you know, pay attention to the setting. Like, if you have friends over, like, you know, slice up some lemons. Like, wear really comfortable socks. Be provocative without the intention of offense. You know, if your facts turn out incorrect, like, see it as a win for the group that you've learned more. A crackling fire. Gentle music that everyone agrees on. Massaging. Everyone starts massaging each other's forearms. You know, there's no wrong answer in hygge. And, like, being in a sauna is super hygge. Because I've been really happy lately. And I think a lot of it has to do with my sauna. But see, hygge wouldn't even say my sauna. It would say our sauna. Because I think on a very small level, I'm a socialist. And on a very big level, I'm not. Like in small groups, I'm all about the group. And I think that's what hygge is all about. And I know socialist has a horrifying connotations. And it's not hygge to make people have horrifying connotations. But I don't know a better word. Except for hygge. But I'm trying to describe hygge, so I need pre-existing words. It's basically like a win for the group is a win for everyone. But I'm talking 50 people or less. You know? Because that's where, the root word of kind is kin? Kind comes from the word kin. Like when you're, but your kin can be everyone, you know? But it's all about small groups. When you start getting into like 350 million people, it's a lot harder. But again, talking politics is not hygge because it makes people uncomfortable. You can poke a little bit. You can be provocative. You can make people think about new ideas. But intentionally making people feel uncomfortable is not a hygge energy. So I'm really diving into hygge because the world's on fire. Not really, though. I did a post recently about that, about how... we all have to realize that we don't matter that much. We both matter a ton and none. Like, we matter a lot to the people that love us and to ourselves and our family and our children and our neighbors. Like, we're very, very valuable and we matter. But on a large scale, like, as compared to the world, we're nothing. And I think this day and age, and I'm not telling you how to live because that is not hygge. When you're practicing hygge, you don't inflict your ideals on anyone. You just calmly shift your chair to another group of people that you can, you know, and put on even warmer socks, stoke the fire. I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. I think that it's important that we realize that we're not that important, that like all these major giant issues we can't change, nor do we even know if we should change them. I had a professor once say something extremely funny. Someone said, was the French Revolution a good idea? And he said, too soon to tell. That's super funny. Because there's that old parable. I've said it before on the podcast, and it's been It's been said a million different ways, but about the old farmer whose horse runs away and everyone says, oh, you're so unlucky. And he says, we'll see. And then the horse comes back with a mare. Now he has two horses and everyone says, you're so lucky. And he says, we'll see. And then his son is training the mare and the mare kicks his son and breaks his leg. And everyone says, you're so unlucky. And he says, we'll see. And then war breaks out and everyone, there's a conscription for all the farmer's children. And his farmer doesn't have to go to war because his leg is broken. And everyone says, you're so lucky. And he says, we'll see. I think that we have no idea what is coming or what should come or what. I think that we're now a nation of armchair quarterbacks, a world of armchair quarterbacks. And my perspective has shifted since being in the UK. And I've always been annoyed by people who take trips and then think they're different. You know, someone comes back from like Mexico and they're like, oh, I see the world totally different. I'm like, dude, you were there for 4 days in a sandals resort. Like, you don't see the world different. When you perform in front of 150,000 people and like really experience the culture and really experience them on social media and just feel the culture over a course of 16 days, it affects you. It changes you. And for me, it was positive because I got to see a group of people that didn't have the same things hanging over them that America has. Like, they aren't divided on race. They're divided on Protestant versus Catholic, you know, what soccer/football team they like. Like, people fucking die over this shit. And I found that almost, like, cute and funny because that's so detached from my world. And I got to see that, like, there is no human race. And we have to walk that fine line between not... No, I mean, there is a human race. There's one race. And we have to walk that fine line between not discounting people's culture and people's history, but at the same time, just acknowledging the anthropological fact that we are one race of people and that we divide each other for pretty silly and arbitrary reasons. Like, if you go into, you know, Oakland, California... And you tell people, and you wear a Manchester United jersey, nobody fucking cares. And I'm like, that's amazing. But then they care a lot about other shit. So I found that very refreshing and very, it gave me a lot of optimism. A lot of optimism. And it feels great to be home and practicing hygge. And all the Patreon subscribers, you guys mean the world to me. Patreon.com/WDTL. I get to put in stuff like what I'm about to play you guys. I thought I was only going to put on my Patreon, but I'm just going to play it for you guys. I have another clip for the Patreon. I recorded a lot of me and my brother in the sauna. We're in there for 45 minutes and discussing hygge in like 180 degree temperature because it's a legit sauna. It's the one with like the hot rocks. And so I'm going to put that audio on my Patreon page, and it's $1 a month, $3 a month, $10 a month, $25 a month. Those are the ranges. And a real hygge move, and I didn't realize I was doing it at the time, is I don't limit access to anything. Like, whether you pay $1 a month or $25 a month, you get access to all the same audio and stuff. And my brother is starting to have ideas with, like, mailing you guys stuff. So that'll be cool. Because I just want you to participate in any way you can. Rather, if you're broke, $1. If you're super broke, I'll just email you the shit. If you just email me like, hey man, I don't even have $1, but I really want to hear the hygge conversation in the sauna, I will absolutely email you that. Because I don't like restricting my clan. Because in small groups, humans are so good. We discuss it in this audio coming up. The audio I'm about to play you guys is... right after we got out of the sauna, my brother and I are... And my brother is one of the coolest human beings alive. We do the Case Closed, Beers Open podcast. And we just discuss hygge. And I think it's a great time to be into just civility. Like, I am so all about civility now. I've only had one argument on Twitter in like a month, and I ended up apologizing. Like, I used to not be able to apologize on Twitter because I would just keep trying to find the way I could be right. And that's so not Hygge. That's bad for the group. You know, it's all about the group. And my Patreon subscribers are a small enough group. And then this podcast itself is a small enough group where, like, this is a, I don't even know how many people listen to this. Maybe there's, the latest stat is 20,000 downloads a month. That's what, or 30,000 downloads a month. But I don't know how many people that is. So, but that's a small enough group where I trust you guys. You know, I've said some pretty fucking personal shit on here that I would never tweet because it would cause a shitstorm. But, yeah, so sign up for Patreon. And also, we are sponsored by Blue Apron, and they've been sending us meals. And my wife and I have been cooking them on Instagram, and people seem to really enjoy just watching families cook together because that's what I love about Blue Apron. And I'm not endorsing them because I'm only endorsing them because I love it and I think it's really good for the world. I swear to God. I cringe. I've had a few ad reads in the beginning of this podcast that I was not passionate about and I regret doing them. But Blue Apron's amazing. They send you the freshest ingredients with instructions on how to cook the food right to your door, like kale and chicken and salmon and radishes and creme fraiche. And if you go to patreon.com/Owen, you get three free meals. Three free. There's no obligation. I hate saying shit like that I've heard a million times on late night infomercials. No obligation. Cancel anytime. But seriously, it bonds families and it's really healthy. So do that. And it supports the podcast if you do it. And I'll still Instagram that stuff. And we also have on Case Closed Beers Open, we had a Harry's Razor sponsor. And that's awesome. Because right now I have a beard and they just sent me a bunch of razors and that's harrys.com and the promo code is beers open for that one. And I also have blueapron.com/beers open for another three free meals because they sponsored that podcast too. Because, because they know you guys take care of yourselves. I have a good, as the advertisers call it, a good demographic. And then I'm touring still. I don't know when I'm uploading this, but February 4th, I will be at the Blue Seed Studio with my brother. We're doing stand-up in Saranac Lake, where I live. And then I am doing Sacramento Punchline, like the second week in February. And that Sunday, I'm doing the Hollywood Improv. All the dates are at my website, hugepianist.com. Oh, and my buddy Eric, I got to give a shout out to Eric, who's a listener, sent me a really cool thing in the mail. I'm going to set up a P.O. box so people can send shit. He sent me this cool, like, wooden wine thing, and it just said, it had a really cool note about, like, fun, like, chatting about cool shit, Eric. And I thought it was another Eric, so I texted my other buddy Eric, like, thanks for the gift. And he said, no problem, because he had given me something else. And so I never knew it was that Eric. And so then the original Eric tweeted me like, oh, what'd you think of that wine thing? And I was like, you were the Eric? Yeah, so I may have to retract my other Eric. I might have to be like, hey, by the way, I'm gonna take back that thank you. But guess what, guys? Guess what, ladies? That's not Hygge. A thank you. An excessive thank you, just let it sit there in the world. Like, let him have that thank you. Let him think that I'm that impressed by his original gift. Because that's positive. That is positive. All right, so this is us all hanging out after a sauna session. And then the next episode, I will break down comedy like I always do. But I just wanted this one to just chat with all y'all and give shout-outs and read that email and whatnot. And much, 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 much love to the Impractical Jokers for taking me on that epic journey. I've been friends with those guys for a long time now, and it was a blast. Joe just texted me yesterday a picture. He was like the House Bunny, a movie I was in, is on was getting repeated yesterday, and I was the dude in the vest with no shirt on, and he was like, I miss you, man. And then he sent me a picture of me in the shirtless in the vest, and I told him that next time we hang out, I'm going to bring the vest. And Brian Quinn, one of the greatest humans alive, literally alive, was just on the last Case Closed Beers Open. That's also on iTunes. And I will be getting all this shit on SoundCloud ASAP. Because, yeah. All right. So listen to this audio, and then I'll pop back on and say bye at the end.
Next to Buddha. And it's just as big.
Let's discuss our pool plans.
So pool plan was to push, take this wall out, and then extend this room over in a new glass enclosure with some sort of a never-ending resistance pool, so you could just swim and swim and swim.
That's a good, well, I need to get in a proper hoogay stance. That is a
good. Should I do too? I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, let's all sit. No, yeah, there's no wrong answer.
Well, no, she's at. Let's like now we're better.
Yeah.
All right. That feels better. Let's all make a circle.
Yeah, perfect.
Let's
point.
Yeah,
come
and
down.
All our knees will point towards each other's knees.
Yeah.
There you go. Energy.
That's really good.
So.
We could have used more blueberries.
But yeah, we could do shower in the pool area.
Yeah.
Just at least one that you like stand under and it just can rain down on you.
I think it's so doable.
Yeah. Agreed. I think that was a great idea. That was Owen's idea.
It's all doable.
Yeah, like we dig down so that is a door right into an indoor never-ending pool with shower and podcast area.
Well, anything would be a podcast area.
Who brought the buzzkill?
I don't think you need to think about podcast specific.
Yeah, anything like, can be done.
Yeah, just like anything can be a car seat for a baby. Like we could have used the bag.
It's not who guy.
I was just trying to make her laugh.
Oh,
you're right, it is not hoogay. I admit defeat. You're right.
Thanks,
we can make a podcast area anyway. You're absolutely right. It's hoogay. It's not hoogay to pursue something you know is wrong because of ego.
Well said.
Thank you.
I agree.
I wouldn't have even gotten to that level if it wasn't for the lemons.
You are both steaming right now.
Yeah, because we both kind of like push each other a little. So even in the sauna, we're like just... That was the longest sauna I've ever taken in my life.
It was a while.
42 minutes.
That was a long time.
I like the plant.
Yeah, brother wants more. No, he doesn't want. He suggests more greenery.
I agree. I'm in the. That's my next venture.
I agree.
I agree.
Possibly a dimmer on the light.
Yeah, that'd be good. But what's cool is when you first walk in here, that's a motion sensor, so it pops on whenever you come down, and it turns off after 20 minutes.
But I wonder if you could put a dimmer. Behind it.
Maybe.
A dimmer. That's a big level of hoogay.
Yeah.
Just a, or not. It's, but it's also beautiful as it is.
Yeah. We could do like another little light.
I mean, you
we could install a dimmer for that
well,
plug.
What does this look like without this even on? With just the sauna light?
It's missing. Like, we need a.
Two
if we do that, we need candles.
I mean, I think we need candles anyway.
I think candles might be, like, maybe candles in, like, Amy will know. Amy will know how to do the candles. Like, in, like, you know, wrought iron things.
That'd be really pretty.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty. I mean, you could take your whole house apart and rebuild it.
Yeah.
You can.
We're in the process.
Just take down walls and rebuild.
Bro, I put in this floor. I mean, I know it could be better, but.
Dude, I've never done that ever.
I've
never done something like that in my life. I don't even know how to start.
We only got in two arguments. Hoogay would have been zero.
Two is good for us, though.
Yeah.
Because we have
you can be quite
different
the cunt.
Strategies.
Amy likes to do it well. I like to do it passionately.
No, I honestly think you did a great job.
No, I think I just started losing my mind because of all the
it's hard.
Thing that worked.
We're instant guys.
Yeah.
That's when, like, the tweed helps.
The tweed? Yeah. We've been on a tweed bender lately.
You're not... I'm going to say that this is not a hoogay. Your feet are really affecting my hoogay. I mean, I can accept
no,
it.
No, I appreciate that.
Why, does it hurt just across like
no, it? No, it's not a big change for me. I didn't know it affected anyone.
I just did this great. Well, I
this is great
yoga. This is a great pose. I don't know if this is hard for guys to do, but you put your hands behind your backs and release your fingers, and you just bring them to one side. I've never done that before, but it was like such a it stretched out this entire area.
Yeah, what do?
You interlace your fingers behind your back like that, and you just bring it to one side or the other.
Ugh.
It's just like a major like opens your upper body.
I think I just turned gay.
I've never done that before, but it was like
I can't even come close to that.
Felt really good.
I have a hard time putting on socks. Not really. I'm good at it.
You're good at anything you want to be.
How was your yoga session?
Really, really nice. I'm so glad I just did it, even though there's two glasses of wine in.
I think that's a good way to do it.
It was. It like made me push.
Brother, would you like a glass of wine? The suggestion warms me. And I'm going to be ready soon. I'm still steaming.
Don't you like the Hygge vibe?
I do. I love it.
Like, dudes as huge and aggressive as us, like, need that.
It's great.
It's like you recognize, you're recognizing people.
Yeah.
Wow. Feels good.
It's like you're a bull in a China shop that like walks like slowly.
Is this what it's like to be Colin? Like you're just putting like steamy baths and people, imagine if someone just pick you up right now and put you in the fluffiest, most comfy stuff.
Oh, that would be nice.
Right? Like a wicked comfy hoodie robe and then like lays you down in this super soft.
Yeah.
And you get to like just hold the heat of the love and pass out.
Yeah. Whew. Sounds amazing.
Like just to be really like does. Pick me up, right? Just to be like, imagine someone just like,
or anytime you're unhappy, someone just takes care of it.
That's why people get upset when they're older, I think.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, if you grow up and you're like, man, like, you know, our kids get held and loved.
Yeah.
Because parental love is not the same as spouse love. So I think for me, I may have internalized some of that, like, hey, I'm upset. Somebody like, I need a nurse.
Yeah.
Don't yell at me. I know it's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I know.
Sound familiar?
I know my phone died. I do know your phone number. But, you know, it's not easy coming home at 3 drunk.
Yeah, look at it from my point of view. I was having a great conversation.
Oh, I'm talking in. This is in front of me.
Yeah.
Wow.
But in my defense, I was hammered.
Yeah.
Another really good stretch, just since we're in this position I just did that I'd never done before, is just this. I've never done it, but it felt amazing.
It's like, try feeling this guilty for coming home late. My guilt over coming home late is nowhere near your anger.
Right.
If you were as angry as I feel guilty, you'd be killing me.
Right. Or you'd be like, if you knew the shame that we feel, like, you wouldn't even want to push it anymore.
Like, hold me.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to hurt you this much. I feel bad about it. Don't make it even worse for me.
Yeah. Have you thought about this from my point of view?
Yeah, like, you're being selfish.
I know you have 3 kids. I know one of them's sick. But, you know, it was a great fire.
It's a great pose, Owen.
You know what's a good one is if you do like 1 foot, like if you put 1 foot here, you have to lay down and do it and push up. You can stretch. Like I can't right now. But if you lay down,
yeah,
and you drive the heel,
that's cool.
It's sort of muscular.
I'm not really in the mood to experiment with new poses. I know it's not me being non-Hygge either. It's because of my, like, teetering on an illness.
You think maybe you could be ill from all the schvitz?
No, I think that I pushed my body for 5 weeks on the road, and it's the first time it can be, like, stop working.
It's like why people get sick once they're, like, done with the semester in school.
Yeah.
Or just after any major life event, like having a baby. Like, it's very common for, like,
yeah, that's why. That's why I'm not quarantining myself, because I don't think it's a germ. I think it's my body shutting down parts of it, so
yeah,
I stop working.
Tired.
No, but like my throat hurts. But I know that I've had
strap and bronchitis and all that shit. It's not that. It's just my throat being
I
like...
I think the throat could be a little tweed.
Too much tweed. I think so. Because we had some rough tweed.
I have... Do you need tweed?
We got tweed.
Well, yeah, but it's not rough tweed. It's rough...
I just think for like a non-tweeding...
We need it. We need a tweed mechanism that isn't just like a bonfire.
We liked vaporizers.
Yeah.
For a while.
Did you get tweed around here?
From you.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's great tweed.
It's wonderful.
I don't even know what tweed it was.
It was whatever you had a...
Girl Scout cookie?
I think so. That sounds familiar from our conversation when I came over.
But we're using like one of those little glass things. It's basically just like, just rocks your throat. We need to get something better. Something with a little moisture.
Hoogay.
Get a vape. Yeah, get a vape pen.
I know, I had a bunch.
I love those.
Me too.
It's always hard to like tell how much you're tweeting.
Do you remember sometimes when I'd be so high, you'd be like, what is, who are you? Remember that time I came back from Joey Diaz's podcast?
You left the
podcast. No, because true to your own form, you never admit when you're like on another level. And that was a time when you did not admit it. You just like went and sat in front of the TV. And I was like, what's going on? You're like, nothing.
Well, because I was to a point where I couldn't, I wasn't in reality.
I ate some mushrooms the other night. It was awesome. Again, more. Not New Year's Eve. Like, literally Saturday.
Nice. Good
I've
times.
I've never done mushrooms.
I learned a lot. Oh, it's so funny.
I really want to try.
We can do that. Like, yeah. Just a tiny bite will have you laughing and being like...
Joe Rogan's podcast sold me on it.
Yeah.
They're really a game changer. I mean, they're...
These are like natural ones, right? It's not the shit. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
Because
back in the day in high school, kids used to put acid on like mushrooms from the supermarket.
What?
That's fine.
Yeah.
You have to control it. Mary compliments me. She's like, you're the best person I've ever seen on mushrooms, ever.
Really?
Like, people will lose it and just like end up staring at like this, like croc. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Because it is wow. You have to keep moving.
So it's like a good daytime thing? No.
It's a good, safe thing.
Yeah, you gotta be really safe. Like around people you know and love. And
like my upstairs.
Not like a bar.
Yeah.
My upstairs is a good time.
Just talking about good times and after hours shindigs, when are good times, when are carnival to like get a babysitter?
For sure the
11th.
Do I have clothes downstairs?
They're drying. If you had any in the washer.
I brought pajamas.
Such a good
move. Oh, here's your hat.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
Okay, so the 11th, I'll get something.
The 11th is great. But you want it during the day.
Okay.
It's the parade. The parade's wild.
So it's not like kid friendly?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So I just want like the babysitter to tag along with us.
Oh no! You know what? Why did I even think that? Because we'll be in it.
Nice.
So no, a nighttime stuff. Lucid, I think, is playing.
The Waterhole.
Friday the 3rd.
Oh, okay, cool.
That might be a pop off.
Nice.
And then Saturday's the show.
Mm-hmm. I have one for that day.
And then Saturday night. Is probably going to be there's who knows, and then during the week it's like day stuff like there's like the panthering contest, there's like cross country, there's all this
cool.
There's like stuff,
so we'll
everywhere
just like pick something that we like. That's good to know though.
I haven't done you know what Blue Seed is doing on during the day. On the 3rd they're doing an animal mask making workshop.
That's cool.
You can pick like 5 different masks. Blue Seed have, brother, bring that out.
Isn't the sauna awesome?
Yeah.
It's so hot. I didn't know if it would.
I researched saunas How much do you think? How many hours do you think I spent on this?
A lot.
Like ballpark, like how many hours?
What you've wanted since we moved in.
So did you put one outside?
Yeah, that was one of my.
They're more expensive though.
No, I'm just wondering if I want to get one.
Oh yeah, they come in like.
Yeah, you
there's
can
some
have
awesome
made
ones.
One.
But I think they're cheaper just to buy the kits. That's what I think Justin
is
even
cheaper.
Telling us. Because like you have to get
outside's
so much,
like $6,000.
Like certain type of cedar.
But I don't know if.
They have really cool barrel shaped ones.
Those are amazing.
Amazing.
But I think I'd rather just come here. It makes it more of a source. Like, imagine if
I
like
mean, I may be getting a second sauna at some point. Outdoor.
It's like, imagine if, like, only every five houses you just share a TV. Like, imagine if everyone had a TV, but it was a lottery and whose would work every night.
Yeah. So that's a great idea.
Imagine if in a town of 5,000, if there are 5,000 TVs and 5,000 houses. Imagine if it's a lottery every night, like 800 people. And then if you want to watch, you have to like have a friend. Like, I'm coming over.
That's a great idea.
I think that's a very good idea. That used to be how it was just in each household, you know, like everyone would gather.
Yeah, scarcity kept people together.
Yeah. Find the one program.
Like, everyone has so much. The irony of like the modern world is like we have so much that it feels like it's never been worse. You know, like, no, like, people are in the hall of mirrors. You know, that's why I'm, like, everyone's freaking out.
I'm not. Are you freaking out?
No. There's been points you've spiraled. We all have.
I always spiral. But I'm...
This has been the most toxic election in U.S. history.
I don't know enough about history. I'm sure that there was some shit going on in the 19th. I bet back before... I mean,
You're right. About, ironically, me saying that might actually be proof of my own theory. Because I might be so self-absorbed that I think that this is the craziest. I mean, there's been times when people are shot.
Point blank.
Yeah. Like, but I just don't think that information permeated to everyone's
fast. But even, you don't think, dude, there were elections where people couldn't vote. Like, there were elections where, like, black people and women weren't even allowed to vote.
Right. People rioted with, like, actual swords.
That alone was, like... Like, a bunch of white men are going to vote for a white guy.
That's all I'm saying, though. It's never been better, but people are acting like it's never been worse. Like, more people can vote. So now people are focusing on the minutiae of, like, a possibility of corruption.
Well, they don't versus, have... Right, they don't have... they don't know... well, on the... Yeah.
No, what are you thinking?
Well, it's to me, it's as long as they have TV and internet and beer...
Like, the thing that got shared on the internet today a million times was Ivanka, is that her name? Ilana?
Ivanka Trump?
Trump's wife, like, gave him a real dirty look during the inauguration, and everyone says that's proof he's, like, a rapist. Like, think about the level we're at now. Like, back in the day, you found out, like...
But at the same time, using the same device, you can look at, like, 10,000 pictures of, like, beautiful polar bears. Like, right. At one point, there wasn't an option. Like, you remember Dewey wins?
Yeah.
You remember they're like, Dewey wins, and JFK won? Instead?
Right.
Like, at one point, that would have been it. Like, there was the, here's your paper, and whatever's in that paper...
That's it.
Now, you have the option. This is where I was
that's
really...
That's a hall of mirror shit, the rabbit hole.
I was really dwelling on this, like... how you think about the world says more about you than the world.
Totally.
So I've been looking at the computer now, and I can just type in, like, beauty, and look at all.
See, this is why I'm a little fucked and why I'm making a lot of changes. Don't you think I've been a lot more positive lately? Comedians have become goth. That's why I see the... Because I am, like, not seeking this shit. Like, mainstream comedian friends of mine never shut the fuck up about politics now. That did not used to be the case. That's why I get sucked into this, because I'm following people that, like, used to be, like, clowns. And now they're like, I am standing today for the child. And you're just like, every day it's this shit. It's like every comedian and every LA celebrity has become a fucking full-blown, like, suffragette.
Dude, Andy Warhol said that we'll all have 15 minutes of fame. He was actually off by... He predicted it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what he meant.
Right.
Like, who doesn't want to feel famous? Like, who doesn't want to feel listened to? Who doesn't want to feel like they can go on? Dude, they have, like, Facebook people. Remember the, it's not, I'm not going to go into, like, sad. I'm not going, I'm sticking to Hoogay.
Okay.
So to rephrase it, there are people using social media to do horrible, nasty things.
Yeah?
Like, the worst things.
Like what?
Like murder and rape, like live, like
really? People yeah. doing live murders?
Several.
Jesus.
Dude, the guy in Ark, Oklahoma, that they had to shoot him. They couldn't catch it for 3 days. He was on Facebook, like, it's about to get big. You can't catch me, can you?
Yeah, see, I missed all that.
Dude, they just kidnapped
the kid. I'm at the level of Hall of Mirrors of people bitching a lot. Like, I've never seen an execution. I've never seen a rape. I've never seen any of that shit. The last thing I saw that was really fucking crazy was, like, it's been that guy who shot himself on live television.
You didn't watch 9/11?
Oh, yeah, of course, 9/11. I didn't put
the, that. They, you didn't hear about, like, the four black kids that kidnapped
I didn't them? Watch it. I read it. Like I read all of this shit.
Yeah, I read it, too. But right. I almost think it's worse because I make it crazier in my head.
Right. Good point.
But I just stopped it. I'm like, because my new theme, Mary Can't Take It. My true conviction is it's over. It's
done,
over.
It's, done.
It's we're done. It's over. Humanity's done.
I see what you're doing, though. You're doing it as a way yeah. to, like, if you establish that, everything's gravy.
It's like, imagine you're losing the game by like 51 runs.
Right.
Wouldn't you just go out there and grab the bat or the ball? Wouldn't you just like take a piss or like?
Yeah, you'd like have fun at that.
Yeah,
point.
Be like, dude, it's over. Let's.
Yeah, there's been cases where people that have been diagnosed with terminal illness have a state of euphoria.
Sure, my buddy had it, and then they cured him, and he's still depressed.
Yeah, it's like euphoric because you're like, oh my god, I never have to worry about that again. I'm going to die in six
and
months.
People were like helping him too, like here, yeah. We're waiting on you hand and foot. Happened to Justin Roki, dude. They sent him to Hawaii. He had cancer at 15 years old.
Yeah.
They sent him to Hawaii, Make-A-Wish Foundation. He's like, dude, they don't just send anyone to, like, make a wish.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to send
him. And then they cured him, and then he killed, like, tons of people.
And then he tried to die again. He just can't.
Yeah, that's so crazy. It's like, he probably had that taste of it. Like, that the ultimate rush is dancing with oblivion.
That's why I climb trees.
That's why I do stand-up comedy. That's why I talk into darkness.
But it's over.
It's why I have the career with the highest failure rate in the world. Maybe ballet. No, there's probably more. Ballet is up.
Chimney sweeps.
No, but you can get a job as a chimney sweep. I'm talking if you want to be a comedian and you want to make money, it's
but
1 in 5,000.
But the numbers are like so skewed because who wants to do that to begin with?
Yeah, but if you don't skew the numbers, if you say how many people attempt to be a professional comedian, how many people get paid for it, it's like ridiculously rare.
But it's like if you win the lottery for $7 million, your chances of winning it again are like 10,000% higher.
Is that true?
Because you can buy way more lottery tickets.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Dude, a lady won like 5 multi-million dollar lotteries. $5 million, $9 million, $11
million. She just kept buying all of them?
Yeah. The odds are nuts.
That's right. Crazy.
But if you're going to pick someone, like if you're over 7 feet tall,
yeah,
it's like an 18% chance you are in the NBA, in the world.
Holy shit.
And why we might look at when you look at Windsor Castle and I look at the White House and we think about jumping the fence.
Yeah.
It's probably because we grew up jumping fences. Like if we grew up in like a Wisconsin, like just rolling hills.
Yeah, it's crazy. Remember the Case Closed, Beers Open, where me and Q, I was going to jump the fence. He, without knowing it, had the same exact thing at the White House and commented on Abraham Lincoln's height.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
And then jumping the fence.
That's so cool.
To get beer.
To get beer. To steal.
I feel like I let the listeners in on that coincidence.
Well, I think I'm going to put this on the Patreon page. I'm just going to let people that really care listen to the whole fucking Hoogay experience.
I like it.
if you really care.
Yeah, there's like 300 Patreons maybe, and they're all just legends. And they just like love this shit.
Who's
like,
a Patreon?
It's like people that pay like, you know, buck, $5, $10 a month for Why Did They Laugh to you know, to support the paying for the shit. And they get exclusive shit. Like,
let's send them exclusive shit.
I'm in. That's why, like, it's easier to do this, though, than mailing. Because mailing, dude, if they give me $1 a month and I mail them something, I'm out $9.
Not stickers.
No, ask Amy. She's on my ass about mailing shit.
No, like, I can get, like, 300 stickers made for, like, $42.
No, but it's the postage.
It's a 45-cent stamp.
Well, that's a good point. If we make it's a fucking
envelope. Oh, envelopes.
Yeah. Like a little sticker.
Yeah, let's do that. That's a great idea.
I'm going to go take a shower.
And we'll even do a stamp.
I'll come back downstairs if you guys are still here.
We'll even make a Haze Closed Beers Open stamp, return address, that no one but them gets. Like, here, save the envelope. And we'll write on the envelope. I'll draw pictures on the envelope.
That's a great idea. Yeah, because I tell Mom, I'm like, Mom, I'm recording this. Do you mind talking about life with me for an hour? She's like, yeah, great. I'll just put it on and people just love listening to it. Or like, if I do any like really personal shit that I don't want to just put out there, I just put it on the Patreon page.
But I don't want people to like know too much stuff about me. I just give it to like these 300 people.
Yeah.
They couldn't record it and just put it anywhere.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. They're like cool as shit.
Yeah, you're like, dude, I don't need to lock my car.
Not with these guys. I like these guys.
That's like classic Halo effect.
No, but if you think about like who, okay, Why Didn't They Laugh is literally a podcast based on like accepting cognitive dissonance. And so like I never get shitty emails. It's always like, even if someone disagrees with me, it's like constructive. And so of those people, the ones that go out of their way to support the podcast, like, they're not going to fucking try and embarrass me or anything, you know? And if they do, who gay?
What's she doing?
She's taking a shower, yeah.
Good job, shower real quick. I'm going to get dry, though.
I'll grab you a towel.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just want to feel, I think who gay is when you get to be like.
Dude, imagine walking into an indoor pool that direction.
If you can pay for it, bro. Do it.
That's what I think I might do with some of this condo money.
It's a lot of money.
How much do you think?
Like $50,000.
I'm in.
I hope you get a new car first.
$50,000? Really? We can't like get that lower?
No.
No way?
To take out this wall.
Yeah?
It depends. I don't know. Maybe.
So what if we get a bunch of fucking Addies?
Maybe you could. It depends on how you do it, right?
I'll do a lot of labor myself. Like grunt work, I can do myself.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get the indoor pool because that's like when Hoogay goes too far. When you start thinking like, you want to know what would really make this night special? If we just melted some gold and just spread it on the trees. Listen, I want a never-ending pool bad because I love swimming. And it's one of those things where you turn the jet on and you just swim forever. Like I used to swim laps every day. You know, in middle school and high school, and I love swimming, but you know, that's when Hoogay got selfish because there's more I could do with that money for my son and for like our future and stability and whatnot. So, I think I'm going to bail on that idea, even though that dream, you know, like a metal and glass enclosure with a never ending pool. It's negative 20 outside. You're swimming. It's hot. You know, that sounds amazing. All right. So patreon.com/WDTL, hugepianist.com for tour dates. Why didn't they laugh at gmail.com if you want to email me. And blueapron.com/Owen if you want 3 free meals. And much, 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 much love to you people because you are awesome. All right. Peace.